This time of year, when the cold fronts start coming in, people are using their heating units for the first time. It's really a good idea, to make sure that the filters are changed, that they're checked to make sure they're in good working order, especially if they're fuel fired, if they're natural gas or something like that. If you have fuel-fired natural gas or propane heat or something like that, it's also a good idea to have a carbon monoxide detector in your home because carbon monoxide is a byproduct of gas-fired units like that and any wood-burning heaters or if you use your fireplace. Carbon monoxide detector is a good thing to have just to make sure.
Let me also go off on the tangent because there was the mock apartment fire exercise earlier mm-hmm. this week. There, situations like today, that's nothing that a resident can be cognizant of, but there are certainly mm-hmm. other things that residents
sure.
can, and you've mentioned a few already.
Sure. Good housekeeping habits is a big thing. A lot of our residential fires, close to 50% of our residential fires are in apartments. And a lot of those are students, young people that first time away from home, and they just haven't had the opportunity to develop the good housekeeping habits and things like that that they need to have. Common things that we see are number one cause of residential fires is cooking, unattended cooking. So that's something we want people to be very aware of. Don't leave stuff on the stove cooking and wander away and do something else. This is something we're really concerned about this time of year with the holidays. We see an increase in cooking fires in the holidays. People are really multitasking. They're entertaining people also while they're trying to cook. So people just need to not leave stuff cooking on the stove or in the oven, not leave it unattended.